think he tested a little bit better than what people expected. He ran a 4.6 140, but the instincts are something that really stands out. He can get through traffic. He can make plays on the outside. He can penetrate and make plays on the inside run. Pretty good in coverage. Kind of an all-around guy that we felt, you know, adds really good value to our team.
You stay to your board, Elliot, or was this a need pick?
Stay to the board. Yep.
Can you play all three downs? Do you look at him as a three-down guy?
Yes. Yep. Can, like I said, he tested better than I think what some people thought moving into it. 34-inch vertical, 10-foot broad, 4.2 shuttle. You know, he probably maybe more of a zone guy than man, but good all around.
He clearly fits the angle, right?
Three-down linebackers?
No, I don't think so.
Hard to find?
They can be hard to find. I wouldn't say it's a dying breed. You know, I think Jake can do it.
And he clearly fits the need, though, right, Elliot, where there should be an opportunity right away to contribute.
Yeah, I mean, that's every rookie that we draft, you know.
Do you see him inside, though, as an inside backer?
Yeah.
You think the knee is behind him now, and he should be even better maybe before he...
I think so. Our medical staff had no concerns.
Does that impress you? I mean, I think I heard like in April or something, he was playing in October. That's pretty remarkable. Is that something that impresses the scout, the guy that can come back like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it talks to Jake's hard work and toughness. Obviously, there's a lot of rehab involved with that. You know, he's from all accounts, he's a great kid. He came from a great program in high school at St. Ignatius in Cleveland. Kind of an underdog. I think Michigan was his only BCS offer. And he kind of worked his way up from the bottom, wasn't a big-time recruit, and like you said, worked his way back from the injury.
Oh, yeah, how much do you look into the leadership qualities, captaincy, level of competition, those kind of things, the advantages around this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he was a two-time team captain at Michigan, you know, who, you know, they've kind of fallen on some harder times in recent years, but it's still Michigan. You know, it's a big-time program. You know, those are all positives. Those are like the icing on the cake. I mean, obviously the film and the player is the most important thing, but, you know, when you get a guy that's a tough guy, that's a team captain like that, it just makes it easier to pick up, you know.
How did you make the transition outside the inside? Was it pretty easy for him?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty, I mean, it's still linebacker. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing in their defense, and I don't think it'll be much of an issue in our defense as well.
Ellie, you said the film's the most important thing in that office, but we do have a lot of guys here that kind of took that path, you know, Jordy walking on, Rogers not getting offers. I mean, is there something about those guys, from all your experience with guys, that the ones that aren't maybe five-star recruits, that are maybe, is there a common thread about how they work?
I think the common thread would just be that they're all football guys. You know, we say every day before we get started, let's make sure we take really good football players today. Now, you know, that's the most important thing in building a team.
Did you like this kid as much as maybe some of the inside linebackers that went earlier?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. I'm not going to get into specific names of other guys, but, yeah, we had Jake rated pretty high.
Clay, he had 45.5 tackles for loss over his career. How much of that was from blitzing, and how much does he play behind the other
line? I think, you know, I don't know exactly. With his instincts, the ability to get off the spot as an inside linebacker is really important, and he finds the ball really quickly, and that's why he was so productive.
Elliot, he had a lot of forced fumbles. With the guys you drafted previously this year on the defense, is that turnover-making ability a factor in what you guys are looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say maybe a little bit more so with the DBs, just because guys got to be able to catch the ball. But with guys forcing fumbles, obviously that's going to help help get the ball back to Aaron, you know.
Two more.
Ellie, with the film side of things, I know I got described as a junkie by a lot of people. How far does that go, you know, when you're projecting a football player when they have that kind of dedication at that level?
Yeah, like I said earlier, it makes it easier for you when you know a guy has great character, that the game's important to him. You know, there's always different questions on players in this process, and when a guy, you know, like I said before, when there's no issues, it just makes it easier for you, you know.
How important is that at that position? I mean, an inside linebacker.
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, A.J. Hawk was here for years, and, you know, he's moved on now, but that's one of the things that made him such a good player was just how much he loved the game and how instinctive he was, you know.
Elliot, how much do you need this guy to play right away?
I wouldn't say we need him to play right away.
Was it much, any motivation to move up and get this player today?
It was, different things were discussed.
At 236, do you look at him beefing up a little bit?
I don't think he needs to. He was 240 at the combine. He was 245, I believe, at his pro day. You know, he's one of those guys when you watch him on film, you know, you think he's going to look a certain way, and then you kind of walk up next to him, and he's way bigger than you think. I mean, he's, you know, he's 6'2 and a half, probably 245 now.
Elliot, you're pretty cognizant of social media and everything like that.
Sometimes, yeah.
I know Ted doesn't care about what we're saying or what fans are saying, but was there any smile or anything when you took an inside linebacker today that maybe you saw up?
He kind of just said, you know, maybe they'll get off my back now, you know. But, you know, I honestly don't believe that had any bearing in the pick, you know.